You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Already in the second hour, time now, 3.07 PM, and I'm heading to number two on today's Triple Dipper. So number one was so over the overreach. That was number one. We spent an hour on the overreach. I could have done more. Number two, I'm heading right into COVID madness. So number two on this is COVID madness continues. And I'm bringing in a friend of mine who is great to help with the conversation. Scott Buttram is the editor-in-chief down there at the Trustful Tribune. And he and I seem to like tweet in tandem a lot of times, and like we're on the same wavelength. So we have hit simpatico on this, and we're trading Scrabble words today. Hey, Scott Buttram, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Phil. You and yours have a Merry Christmas.
We did indeed, sir. How about y'all?
We did. We did. Went up to Lookout Mountain in Mentone. And,
oh, wow. Yeah.
Life in Alabama does not get much better than that.
I'm saying, man. And people don't realize, too, Alabama, you've got everything from mountain vistas and beautiful rivers and valleys and fertile plains and white sandy beaches all in one state.
Yeah. Yeah. The most beautiful coastline in the world. And Lookout Mountain at the other end, and nothing but greatness in between, in my opinion. But I will admit I'm prejudiced.
Well, I will admit that I join you in said prejudice, but nonetheless, it's still true, right? We're solid conservative and just plain right. So there you go. All right. Well, hey, Scott, listen, man, I'm doing this next section of today's Triple Dipper on the COVID madness continues, and it does. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw. Like, for instance, one of my coworkers at the law firm got stuck in Seattle. Seattle had like 2,500 flights canceled just yesterday, and they're now driving back from Seattle, believe it or not. But on top of that, though, just to make it odd, the CDC comes out with new guidelines that appears to say that if you're a healthcare worker and you're asymptomatic but you still test positive, you can go back to work as long as you don't feel too bad. It's just, where are we right now?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the question. Where are we right now? And some of these changes are very reasonable. Should have been done earlier, in my opinion. But you really wonder if the economy is driving this more than science. If it were science driving it, I think some of these decisions could have been made a lot earlier. You know, in the media has played into part of this hyperbole. Even the local media, it's disturbing. We're watching absolute chaos in college bowl games with teams that can't play because kids are testing positive for what is the equivalent to a common cold.
Yeah.
I mean, the Omicron virus is about the same as a common cold. We know that from the doctors in Africa. And yet we're treating it like people are dropping dead from it, and it's just not true.
It's not true. And I tell you what's crazy. I don't know if you heard the earlier segment, but did you see President Biden's comments yesterday? He was speaking on one of his, you know, he was in the fake White House speaking to the panel of governors on Zoom. And he made the comment after literally making a federal mandate to require people to lose their jobs. And his own Department of Justice is fighting back legally against states who are resisting this. He then comes out and says, it's really not a federal issue. It's a state issue. And
you know, the ghost of George Wallace has to be happy. We're back to states' rights now with the Democratic Party. And you just hit on the absurdity of this. It's a state, and he's probably right that this is a state issue to resolve because every state's different. Things are going on differently in every state. Trust the states to fix this or do what's best for their people. No question about that. But at the same time, he is absolutely ravishing the economy with these vaccine mandates that are putting people out of work when they need to be working. They are making cities less safe when police and fire personnel have to walk off the job because of vaccines. And there is absolutely nothing going on in science or medicine that says any of this is necessary right now. But Joe Biden, as Joe Biden will do, refuses to admit that he's wrong.
Well, Joe Biden, as Joe Biden will do, you're right. And it's like he's surrounded by people, though, that are propping up this narrative for him. But, you know, yeah. And to tell you, one of the things that's so frustrating, too, Scott, and so I looked at, and I'll get into it in more details in a minute, but I've got actually a printout copy of the CDC.gov website where they changed all of the requirements for healthcare workers. And so here we are looking at mandates that say you lose your job. You don't get to go to work anymore. And now suddenly the CDC says, by the way, if you're a healthcare professional who is asymptomatic and you've been exposed and you're affected, but as long as you don't feel too bad, you can go back to work. Well, then why are we losing jobs if that's the way the CDC views the Omicron virus? I don't get it.
Does anybody get it? How did healthcare workers feel in the beginning of these mandates? That is all they were asking for. That's all they were asking for.
Yeah.
You know, consider my status. Consider the fact that I've already had the virus and I'm cleared from it. You know, consider all these things, and nobody would listen to them. Here's what I think, and this is, you know, it's speculation because Biden and that administration is not going to come out and say, well, you're right about this. But I think they're seeing signs that the economy is much worse and headed to a much worse place than they ever anticipated, and they're trying to backtrack without backtracking.
Well, another example of you and I thinking along the same lines, because I've got an article right here in front of me, comes off the Daily Wire, printed out yesterday. It says that economic analysts are now slashing their economic growth forecasts for next year. They're already cutting the GDP from 5.2 and one prediction down to 2.2 because they see major economic damage coming due to all the government shutdowns and the supply chain management. It's just been unreal.
We're almost a year away from Biden being in office, Phil. And we know exactly how long a sitting Democratic president can blame the previous president. We watched Barack Obama do it for 8 years. but it's wearing thin right now with Biden. I saw, of all things, Rachel Maddow trending on Twitter the other day. So I clicked to see what would have her trending. She had gone on a rant about Donald Trump the night before. The guy's been out of office for almost a full year, and they're not over him yet. Now I think the reality is setting in that they cannot continue to blame him, especially when he had the economy rocking and rolling prior to the pandemic, for all these issues that their policies are causing the United States economy.
Well, and it's funny you say that because they can't let go. In my last segment before you got on with me, I did a short piece there and included an article that said that basically the majority of what's happening with these Biden policies, aside from a couple other factors, includes Trump. Because Trump lives rent-free in their heads. They can't get away from it.
Absolutely.
And they're determined to try and just do whatever they can to not be Trump, even if it sacrifices all of us on the altar of not Trump. I think
they're actually terrified that he may not run for office in 2024, and they have absolutely no strategy if he doesn't. But it's interesting to watch. It's also interesting to watch the local media and how they're treating the latest with coronavirus, the Omicron variant that's kind of sweeping the country right now. I picked up an article this afternoon done by Ramsey Archibald, John Archibald's son. And I think Ramsey's kind of a data digger. You know, that's kind of his job there, dig through data and report it. But if we were playing a drinking game where you took a shot of tequila every time Surge appeared in that article, you would be drunk by the eighth paragraph. It's mind-boggling to me the way we're reacting to this sort of thing. And I don't think it's the rank and file Alabamians. I think they're doing a good job educating themselves, understanding what the risks are, understanding what the rewards are, and adjusting their lives accordingly. But the people in government and the people in the legacy media, they're doing what they do best, which is create chaos when none exist.
I totally agree, and I've got an article in my hands right now. It doesn't have Ramsey Archibald's name attached to it, but we're talking about AL.com, so it may be him because it is kind of a data article. But it says the winter surge hits Alabama as COVID cases more than double over the holiday week. And by God, when you read the article, when you read the article, you're looking and you're going, God, where's the massive surge? What's happening? Well, doubling, like four is double of two, right? That's kind of what we're looking at here. But it says hospitalizations are on the rise. We now have 500 COVID inpatients across the entire state of Alabama. And if you look at the chart, which I printed out to go with it, in something like, I don't know, what was it, September? Yeah, September, we were at 5,500. And right now, we are well below 1,000. But it's a massive surge. It's just, it's their clickbait style.
I'm curious why 500 people would be admitted for having symptoms of cold, because that's all in the world we're seeing from Omicron. The good news is this Omicron variant is probably proving that the coronavirus is falling apart. That's what happens with every variant. It gets weaker and weaker and weaker. So, I don't distrust our doctors. I don't distrust our nurses. I've got a bit of an issue with any numbers coming out of the Alabama Department of Public Health and anything coming from the Alabama Hospital Association, which is where ADPH is getting these. But I don't understand why we're running through the streets screaming Chicken Little and the sky's falling when we know good and well that's not what's going on.
Well, Scott, I'm up against a break, brother. Can you hang on through this break and we'll finish this conversation up for a few minutes afterwards? Is that good with you?
Absolutely.
Glad to. All right. Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune. He knows the deal. He sees the media. He is the media, but he's the good side of the media. So we'll be right back with him on Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Going right back to the phones with my friend Scott Buttram. Scott's with the Trustful Tribune. He knows the media. We were talking a little bit there where we left with the reporting on this. And hey, Scott, so I'm looking, just by the way, I call them out. I don't mind calling them out. AL.com. I'm looking at AL.com's coronavirus page. Three headlines in a row. You ready? Florida Ole Miss SEC basketball opener postponed due to COVID. COVID-19 infections soar in Atlanta area. Hospitals filled up. And very next headline, CDC recommends shorter COVID isolation. Quarantines for all.
What? Well, they'll get to the facts. They're just not going to give them the headline up front. You know, they, in some ways, we have seen media outlets literally turn coronavirus into a cottage industry.
Oh, there you go.
Don't get me wrong. We need to report the facts. This is one of the biggest stories of our lifetime.
Sure.
The attitude we took with the Tribune early on was, let's report the facts, every fact we can get our hand on, and then let's trust our readers to decide the best way to deal with this, the best way to handle it based on their personal situation, because every family is different. Every family has different needs. So we've tried to approach it from that standpoint. We're going to continue to report on it. But when I pick up a local newspaper article and I see the word surge used four times in the first eight paragraphs, when I hear terms like the numbers are going vertical and just hyperbole after hyperbole after hyperbole, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, that's not just reporting facts. That's trying to incite fear and panic when that is the last thing anybody should be doing under the current circumstances, according to the CDC and according to medical experts. There shouldn't be any room for that. But that's what happens when you cut staffs and you have young reporters who have no editorial oversight. And unfortunately, that's happening in too many places.
It totally is. And I'll be honest with you. I'm sure he's a very smart guy, but at some point they've got to recognize that their cause is not benefited by continuing to put Fauci in front of the camera. and report on things he says. Because I cannot for the life of me fathom how that can be good for. And I mean, Trump wouldn't hire him back. I mean, Trump had him in front of his cameras too. But now the Biden administration is continuing on, and I swear that guy makes it worse every time he goes in front of a camera.
Well, first of all, he's extending his 15 minutes of fame way, way too long.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of a single person in the United States of America that has created more confusion with his comments than Anthony Fauci. And it's reached the point now he's just become a cartoon character. I don't think reasonable people take him seriously at all anymore. I think they've tuned him out. It doesn't matter what he says. If he finds out there's some backlash on social media, 24 hours he's back saying the exact opposite of what he just said. But people who are looking to Fauci to make their life decisions on how they're going to conduct their life on a day-to-day basis, trust me, they've got a much, much bigger problem than Anthony Fauci. If that's who you're listening to, you need a 12-step program.
Yeah. And that's why I follow you on Twitter. All right. Well, listen, my brother Scott, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you as always. And if folks want to find you online, where do they go to find you?
Well, you can follow us at the Trustful Tribune at TrustfulTribune.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott Buttram. And as I always say, I welcome you because I usually make somebody mad and they quit following me during these guest appearances. So I'd welcome you to come. And hey, the best to you and Charlene. And Phil, I hope you'll have a great new year.
Thank you, Scott, and y'all too. We take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, folks, that was Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, whose commentary is usually spot on, and I do enjoy following him. On Twitter, he's known as the Secretary of Common Sense, and just good to have around. Great commentary. But, yeah, folks, that's what we're seeing is right now is the headlines are jacked up. The COVID madness continues, and I got a little more on this when we get back. I alluded to a few things when I was going through my discussion there with Scott, but when we get back from this next break, I've got the articles printed out and highlighted right here in front of me right now. Things from the Daily Wire, the Wall Street Journal. I've got stuff from the CDC itself, all of which indicates that COVID madness is running rampant. In fact, I'm pretty sure that is the new disease. It's not like mad cow disease. It's like mad COVID disease. And that's where we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.